got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? Happy White History Month. July is White History Month, so I need to hear your White History hero. Someone that has done amazing things throughout history that impacted America and your life. I want to hear from you. And happy after 4th of July. This was probably one of the best 4th of July ever. And I love 4th of July. I've always, even as a kid, loved the 4th of July. Born on the 4th of July, I was born on the 4th of July. Amazing 4th of July. It was really nice. I hope you had a good one. Wherever you went or didn't go or whatever you did, happy 4th of July. And you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. A brand new biblical question. This is like Sweet Home Alabama kind of a biblical question. It's like, what the biblical question? And it's for those who really want to know themselves. Really. Most people don't, and that's fine. Stay in your hell, the hell with you. Really, stay in your misery, hurt yourself, and try to hurt others, and see how far that gets you in life. See what you end up with. But it's an amazing biblical question. You ready? Are you ready? Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people? I love that. I'm looking at a video they're showing there as we talk about that. Or to a person. This is so deep, it makes you want to holler, throw up both your hands, and whatever. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around this morning, traveling or about to travel or whatever, or just working out, or just walking, or running, or lifting weights, or whatever. You could be listening to the show. Podcast, of course. But you could be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? It's Monday. Though we take all calls, Monday is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
That's for sure. From the moment you popped out of your mama's womb. Our battle is a spiritual battle, folks. You and I and everyone have been taught how to not live. They have taught us how to make sure life will not work. And that your whole life, unless you wake up, you will struggle in life, trying to make things happen instead of allowing things to happen. What a sad way to live, huh? Your own parents. And then the teachers and the experts and the preachers and the professors have taught you to live a miserable life. And if you notice, if you pay attention, nobody is free except the men and women who have started to wake up. And then their minds are being renewed. Those are the ones that are finally starting to have a real life here, right here on earth, and don't have to wait until they die. And then when you die, I wouldn't take the risk, because you may, however way you drop your body, is where you're just going to stay. If you drop your body in anger, you're stuck in anger, eternal life, eternity. If you drop your body in perfect love, meaning no anger, you're stuck in paradise. So it is a spiritual battle. It's not physical. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities and wickedness. Amazing, huh? In high places. I want to talk about last week's biblical question just for a minute. Are you a tumbleweed? And some of you know that a tumbleweeds are dry. Yeah, dry plants that didn't make it. And they spend the rest of their lives tossed to and for. To the left, to the right. They are tossed from one group to another one. From one relationship to another one, from one job to another one, from one anger to another one, from one loneliness to another one. They're just tossed everywhere. They have no life. They have zero life. They're weak and they're dry. And the tumbleweed represent weak, dry human beings. You know how they have what they plant these, what do you call that house that they put the plants in and then they put them out?
Greenhouse.
And some of you know what a greenhouse is, so you plant beautiful plants in there and you keep them in the greenhouse, and then after they grow for a while, you go through the plants and you take off the dry weed, those that didn't survive, and you throw them out. Into the tumbleweed world. Yeah, greenhouse. See how pretty that is? And then so you take out the one or two green ones that survived, and you plant them outside of the greenhouse into the soil and into the light. You, the one or two that survived, right? The green ones that survived in the greenhouse. That grew a little bit. And you put them outside into the light. and then they grow and grow and grow. And you sell them, or you, if you plant a garden, you keep them for your meals, right? Human beings are the same way. Those human beings that stay in the greenhouse, they stay in the darkness like the plants that don't grow. And they don't grow, human beings. And they grow, they get older, of course, but they're weak and pathetic and lost and lonely. They can't make decisions. They don't know what they want. And they just, they go from one group to another looking for something they never find. And they are weak. Just like the tumbleweed and other weeds that you throw out. But those human beings who go outside from the greenhouse, the imagination and thoughts, you leave the greenhouse of your thoughts and your imagination, and you go and live in the light and in solid ground. And the light, which is the light of truth, give you life. And you grow strong and wise and secure and never having a doubt. Because you're growing in the light by leaving the darkness of the greenhouse, your imagination. All thoughts are all lies all the time. And most people never leave the greenhouse. They never go out into the sun and allow the sun to grow them, to develop them. And they always, no matter what age they get or become, they're still weak and pathetic. Weak in spirit, weak in body, weak in mind, and weak in soul. Because they don't allow the light to grow. That's what a tumbleweed is all about. And most human beings, men and women, are tumbleweeds. Even those who claim to know Jesus, they say, I know my Lord and Savior. And they're still tumbleweeds. And they don't question, okay, if I know my Lord and Savior, why am I a tumbleweed? Why am I still weak in spirit? Why am I still weak in mind and emotions? They never question it. And they die that way. But then there were the one or two men and women who like, something's wrong here. What's wrong? I know I need to go out into the light. I need to depart from my imagination. Because my imagination is not the imagination of the light. My imagination and the light has nothing in common. They don't even know each other. And so they go out and plant their life on solid ground and real soil and real light. And they grow, and you will grow in the light. You're never going to grow in the greenhouse. Never. It ain't going to happen. Isn't that amazing? Another quick thing I want to tell you, too. Do what you want with this. You know what I mean? But another thing I want to tell you, and you can bank on this. You can do Bitcoin on this, and you can bank on this. Until you put first thing first, you will always make the wrong decision in your business life, in your private and personal life, in your dating and marriage life. You can bank on this, really. Unless you, men and women, we all, men and women, unless we seek first the kingdom of God and his right way, and allow him to add unto us every relationship you get involved with, every decision you make, everything you do will always be wrong. It's not going to work. There is a spiritual rule that if you don't follow, you will suffer. I guarantee you, every relationship you have, every marriage that's happening right now, and time gone by, if they did not seek first, like they used to do in the good old days, by the way, what was right, the relationships are not working. The man is miserable and the woman is miserable. And they fight. And they try to make it work because they don't know that they went out and got into this relationship based on evil and not on love, because they went seeking for it. And whatever you seek first will be your God. And you will get the God, and you won't be able to handle the God, men and women. Your relationships, I don't care how many experts you go to or what they tell you, is not going to work because you put the wrong thing first in your life. It's not going to work, and you can't make it work. Oh, you may manage to stay together some years, but you're together in misery, and you cry at night. This is one rule that you cannot break and expect to have peace. You must put what's first first, seeking the truth, seeking what's right first before friendships or any kind of ship. It's not going to work. So I want you to know, and God, it doesn't matter if you try to dominate the woman or sex the woman to death. It's not going to work. And women are going to hate you for trying to dominate them. And women, it doesn't matter that you sex them to death and be all cunning trying to get them to be the way you want them to be, when in reality, all you want is a hug and he wants sex. But you do the sex thinking that you can change him or control him. It won't happen. Yes, you'll control him, but you won't be happy even controlling him. What a miserable way to live when you don't have to live that way. You could simply seek what's right first and have an amazing life. That's all it takes. And you don't have to try to make life work. Life doesn't need your help. You only try to make life work because you're in the darkness. You're in the greenhouse. You have not put first things first. What a sad way to live, huh? But it's up to you. The truth is not going to bother you. It's not going to impose on you. It will allow you to suffer. And it's not going to miss 1 ounce of sleep. And it's not going to feel sad for you or bad for you. It's not going to feel anything for you. It'll let you suffer until the day you die. But if you want the truth, you can invite the truth and it will come down and make a home in you and give you the most amazing life that even words cannot express. But it's up to you. And there are men and women who are working on themselves to overcome the greenhouse, the darkness of their imagination. It's a spiritual battle. 888-7753-773. I want to go to Lisa, a first-time caller out of Arlington, Texas. I mean Leslie, not Lisa. My bad. Leslie, you are on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning, Leslie.
I would like to ask you something that I've not really heard anyone speak about. And as I've been listening, holding, it brought me to a couple of more things. What do you think about the term alpha female, beta female versus a feminist? Any of those three, do you have, what's your thoughts on that?
There is no such thing as an alpha or beta female, and it means weakness, but it's a made-up term to give you a false sense of feeling being strong and being weak. It's just made-up words to deceive you.
So I don't adhere to any of those three because I wouldn't know how.
Nice. Are you a female?
Yes.
And you know what it is to be a female, right?
Yes.
And what is it to be a female?
Jesse, it's the same thing you believe to. I'm a woman. I skipped through on YouTube and I listened to your shows so much. And, you know, when I was listening to you with a little lady and talking about where the woman came from, out of man. Man came out of God. So that's kind of where I see what I am,
right
where
on.
I came from.
Nice.
Not kind of, I do.
Have you overcome your anger?
Every day of my life is a overcoming of something. Anger.
Have you overcome your anger?
And can I tell you why? I mean, in a big sense, it's because my husband said to me, "I'm tired of you being angry. Your language hurts my ears."
Right on.
And I said, "You're so right. I've got to stop this."
And have you overcome anger?
Yeah. I feel a lot. Yes.
So you have no anger?
I don't feel anger anymore.
It's gone.
My worst anger, I hate to say this, but I like to think of it as kind of an innocent anger, if there is such a thing. But it's when I'm driving and I just get, you know, irritated with people in my way or whatever. But that's like a thing in the past too.
But yeah, that's no such thing as innocent anger.
Exactly.
Anger is evil, period.
Exactly.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And did you tell her that?
Oh, yeah.
And what did she say?
She didn't say much, but that's okay.
What did you say to her?
Jesse, I just said, you know, you did some things because that's, I don't know how you were raised. I don't know. But it's all in the past. Everything, you know, my mother died when she was 60. You know, I was 42. My mother had three children before she was 20. And, you know, anything that went on, hey, that's life, I suppose. What's done is done.
And do you obey your husband?
I do.
Right on. Amazing. Will you stay with it? Stay with it. Stay with it. It only gets better.
I'm counting on it.
Amazing. Thanks for
your
call.
You got a great show. I love listening to you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Call me again.
I will. Thank you.
All right.
Have a great rest of your day.
You
thank
too.
You.
Bye-bye. Amazing. Jermaine is out of Canada. Jermaine, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well.
Nice. Jesse.
Happy White History Month.
Oh, yeah. I did get my shirt, actually, that I ordered.
Right on. Nice.
Yeah, I wore it on the 4th of July with a Trump hat here in Canada.
Amazing. That's right.
Yeah, free Diddy, man.
Free Diddy.
Free Diddy. did it. So, Jesse, you know how you say never trust an angry person?
Yes.
I mean, I think I had an idea of what you meant, but experiencing it is way different. You know, like, I'm around angry people, and I see it. But, like, for an example, that the person would get angry and then blame the other person, just like how you said it would. Just like you said the person would. He would get angry, but the anger is inside of him, but he blamed the other person for getting angry. And then because of that, the person would try to get, like, for an example, if I'm around him or someone else around him, for them to agree with you that they're angry and they'll try to destroy you.
That is so true.
I want you to identify with them.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's so amazing to see that now and understand it. When a person get angry at one other person, they go look for an army to agree with their anger.
Just like mama.
Uh-huh. What a mess. Have you overcome your anger?
I think I am. I don't know. I think so. I would see the anger, but I wouldn't identify with it, right?
And you don't do you act on it?
No.
Okay.
For an example, especially at work, you know, you say never let what's the word you call the left hand know what the right hand is doing?
Right.
So one day I'm at work, and I don't know if I did it intentionally, but you did a sermon one time where you say you caused the issue just to see how you would react to it. And remember you say, don't agree or disagree. Don't agree, neither agree with someone.
Right.
And I was having a conversation at work, and the person just got angry out of nowhere. And in that state, I saw it, and then I was like, I just kept asking questions, just a normal question, and the person got even angry because they didn't know what they were saying. They just got angry and lashed out. I was like, amazing.
Oh, amazing. Well, I don't know if you should cause – you don't have to cause an issue to happen. Situations happen on their own.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, you stay with it, man. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Yeah. Did you saw Trump the 4th of July speech? It was amazing, man.
I saw sound bites from it. I didn't watch it.
Nice. But, yeah.
Well, and what I heard was amazing. So I know what I know about him, and I know that when he gives those talks, they're going to be powerful for sure.
Oh, yeah. All right, Jesse. You have a great day.
You too, buddy. Super chat. Super.
Over on
Super chats.
On pill.net/Jesse Lee Peterson, we have a bunch left over from Friday.
How was your four?
My Independence Day?
Yeah.
It was nice. I worked a half a day, and then I played a half a day.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Zoe gifted, donated 111 gold pills on pilled.net.
Right on. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet did it as well, saying the 4th of July just feels right. Stop yelling at Uncle Jesse Hank. At least record and post it, he says.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mark says,
I appreciate the help. Thank you.
Satan ain't playing with us. We can't play with Satan.
That's for sure.
Strong arm, love, thanks, idea. Happy 4th of July. Happy White History Month. With God, we will overcome. 100.
Absolutely. Amazing. Thank you.
KOC gifted the can. God bless America. Happy Independence Day.
It's Independence Day. Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest of these later, guys.
I'll take a quick break. Amazing. Back in a moment. Thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. My head to my toe. Amazing. Announcements. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report. It's just me. At 9 a.m. this morning, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, The Hake report. You don't want to miss it. James Hake is on fire. And then after The Hake report, The American Anchor Baby. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. Energy just like Donald Trump from the same God. And eventually you will call The American Anchor Baby, King. With that kind of energy, you can't help but become king. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. And don't forget, Happy White History Month. July's White History Month. We have amazing merch. White History mugs and shirts are now available in all kind of merch on JesseLeePeterson.shop. Coffee, just everything there for you. And you don't want to miss it. JesseLeePeterson.shop. We have a fundraiser drive going there too. Make a donation to carry her through the summer. I'll update you tomorrow as to where we are with the fundraiser. When the office opens, they'll tell me, and I'll tell you tomorrow. I appreciate your support, by the way. Help us help others as you've been helped. Whatever, every dime, every penny counts. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Thank you. So, some of you might be aware that in my country, America, the great white hope, Donald Trump, and they call him King. What manner of man is this? They even have king rallies around the country to worship the king. Though they're mad at the king, they love the king. They call Donald Trump king. King rally, they say. And it's not that Donald Trump call himself king. They call him king. What manner of man is this? the world obeys him. Well, they've been, you know how the recent administrations, Biden, Obama, and others, allow illegal aliens to come into our country by the drove. And they'll party it up, having fun. Thank you, Mr. Biden. Thank you, Joe Biden. They had T-shirts that said, thank you, Joe Biden. Well, now that Joe Biden is not there any longer, the great white hope is cleaning house, sending them back to wherever they came from. And they're out across the country at car washes, these little hangout places where they lay out, hang out for day labor work. And collecting them and sending them back in spite of the evil people trying to stop them. And they are evil. Fox 11 is reporting. ICE agents raided a car wash in West Hollywood on the 4th of July. Born on the 4th of July. I was born on the 4th of July. What an amazing time to do that, right? And they have a lot of these illegal car washes and places like that. And they have bad attitudes, too. You tell them, oh, you didn't get that spot on the car. They get mad. They're not grateful. Watch this from Fox 11.
Even on this 4th of July, we saw a continuation of ICE raids today.
You should be ashamed of yourself. On the 4th of July?
This was an ICE raid at a car wash in West Hollywood. Happened around 11 o'clock in the morning on this 4th of July. Multiple vehicles pulled up to Santa Palm Car Wash on Santa Monica Boulevard. Witnesses say four people were taken into custody. The car wash manager said they have worked at that car wash for years. It's actions like that that had demonstrators flooding the streets across L.A., protesting what they see as a lack of independence in America.
Amazing, huh? What manner of man is this? On the 4th of July, some stupid female, on the 4th of July, people work on the 4th of July. Some people work on the 4th of July, too. And here are more information about the immigration raid in downtown L.A. from Fox 11.
No more occupation!
No more occupation!
No more deportation!
No more deportation!
A large rally making its way through downtown L.A. where marchers took advantage of empty streets since 4th of July celebrations here were postponed.
It wasn't as big as the No Kings protest that we were a part of a couple of weeks ago. No one is taking what is happening to our country seriously enough.
This march, part of the 50501 movement, Free America Weekend of Community Actions. Sky Fox, you can't see the crowd facing off with uniformed personnel outside the federal building. In Los Feliz, it was the Free America Weekend rally organized by Women's March.
We are protesting the inhumanity and the cruelty of this government and what they're doing to our community.
A much smaller group outside the Joint Forces training base in Los Alamitos, the Lavender Democrats, protesting the deployment of National Guard troops to help federal forces.
This can't be America. This is not the new normal.
The point of my shirt is that we are all immigrants, no matter where we live.
Amazing. So if you don't want to occupy America, leave. That's all you got to do. Let the doorknob hit you where God split you. Bye. And you know what? Now that the big, beautiful bill has passed, you're going to see more ICE people on the streets protecting America. America first. Amazing, huh? These people are not true Americans, those who are fighting against this. And they don't even know why they're out there. Somebody paying them to do that, and then the other ones are following them. They have the greenhouse effect. They're dry and lost and dead. Barely breathing. Still alive, but barely breathing. They live in the greenhouse. And take a load of this. According to Al Jazeera, over a million Americans now call Mexico home. But in Mexico City, the arrival of many U.S. migrants is fueling tension. Watch this from Al Jazeera.
These protesters in Mexico City say cross-border migration is changing their country's capital for the worse. Over the last decade, an influx of mostly American so-called digital nomads have moved here to work remotely and also enjoy a cheaper cost of living. Protesters say the newcomers have driven up rents beyond the reach of locals.
If they're going to live in a country, they have to contribute to that country. The first and simplest issue is legal migration. They come here with visas or no visas, and still the change in purchasing power generates these problems of gentrification and displacement.
I'm here because gentrification is just one more step towards colonization, dispossession, and the exploitation of our resources. Right now it's about the people, but it won't be long before they run out of oil, water, or lithium in other countries and come and take them from us.
the activists are upset that rent has risen to 47%. Why is this?
Many Americans in Mexico are able to still receive high salaries in dollars from U.S. companies by working on laptops from their apartments.
The government is directing its public policies towards people with higher purchasing power, often illegally displacing local populations who have lived in these neighborhoods for 40, 50, and we have even documented cases of up to 60 years. In 5 years, rents have increased by 47%. This is violent for the local population. We are debating whether to pay for electricity, water, or food. Of course, we choose to eat.
Some activists blame Mexico's government for encouraging them. However, there's no simple fix. Imposing tougher visa restrictions on Americans could worsen relations with the U.S. Mexican citizens in the U.S. also send billions of dollars in remittances back to their families in Mexico. In a world where travel and communication are faster and easier than ever, these two nations are finding it harder to have neighborly relations.
What a mess. Hey, break that down. I understand. So are the Mexicans in Mexico mad because we're sending their people back home? Is that what this is all about?
No, we're sending full-blown Americans are moving to Mexico City.
Right, but they've been living there for a long time.
No, the Mexican natives have been living there a long time.
Oh.
In those neighborhoods, and they're all poor. It's kind of like blacks living in poor black neighborhoods.
Uh-huh.
You know, black grandmas. But then the black grandmas can't afford to stay there because all these whites are moving in. And now there's these Mexican grandmas who are living down there in Mexico. All these whites are moving in, working from their laptops, making all kinds of money. Rent is going up. And so the Mexican natives can't afford rent in their own neighborhoods.
But they didn't know that before now?
They've known. It's become more and more of a problem to them.
One thing about white people, they go to a location and make it beautiful, and the rent goes up.
Uh-huh.
That's why I'm going, that first truckload of space load of plane going up there to out of space with Elon Musk getting rich, I'm going on that first load and buy some land.
And that communist guy, he looked communist to me, and he was using communist language.
Oh,
he called it violence. This is violence, that whites are moving in, and they're all rich. and we can't afford our stuff anymore.
How come white people are the only one that knows how to make things better? That is interesting to me.
Yeah.
I was thinking over the weekend, what is it about white people that other races don't seem to have? It's just not there. Even if we pretended that they have, they don't have it. What is it? White people show up on time. They get the job done. They make sure that if you're having an event, by the time for the event to happen is all ready. They don't come in the last minute strolling in like a slave. What is the hate that white people have that other races don't have?
I don't know, preparation.
Am I exaggerating?
A go-getter mentality.
Am I exaggerating this?
Not really.
No?
No. There's Asians who sort of make it happen. They do sort of make it happen.
Asians do?
They sort of copy, though. It's not exactly the same.
What is it, Nick, Anchor Baby, that white people have that other races don't seem to have? That white people seem to make things happen. They went over to Mexico, and they made it beautiful, and the rent went up. And now the Mexicans are mad, like the blacks are mad in the hood.
Well, that's just...
And they call it gentrification.
That's just mere disruption, you know? That's just high people with money moving into a place because of convenience, because it works out. So people make it about all these other things, like... But that's all it is.
But white people do more than just move in. They make it nice. And making it a nice, safe area to live, rent goes up, and it's difficult for the poor people to come in.
I mean, when you do things right, it can only get better.
But how come white people don't all want to seem to do that?
That's a good question.
And the answer?
I don't know.
You don't... Hey, you're one of them.
Am I? on some ways, yeah.
You are. You work hard. You're on time. You're always there. You get it done. What is it that white people have that people of color don't have? Not just the blacks.
Right. I know that Hispanics are. I talked with this one gal recently in the last few months, and she made the point that. Black and Hispanic people don't make an area nice. They make it not nice.
Well, of course not. But yeah. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why? The white people gave up South Africa to the blacks.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to hell in a handbasket really fast. And the white people went out into the farmland and they started building there, making it nice overnight. And the blacks are mad about it. But what is it? I really want to know, folks. It's White History Month. What is it that white people have that other races seem not to have?
Well, there's the discipline angle. Because now and then you'll find a black or a Hispanic who acts sort of white, mm-hmm. in that they are disciplined.
Right.
Maybe they've been into the military or whatever. And that discipline helps a lot in terms of keeping your place nice, and adding rather than taking away from a place, being an asset rather than a liability. To where you're contributing. Maybe that's it.
And I also noticed that rather than learning from the white people, going to them and ask, what is it that you guys are doing that make things work? So I can know what to do. They get mad and want to run away, run them off. Blame them.
That's another thing, is paying attention. If people are paying attention to what's going on around them,
yes.
and to themselves, then they naturally aren't descending into being a tumbleweed.
Good point.
They catch themselves when they're being a little bit off and all kinds of stuff like that.
What a mess. Over in Mexico, they're mad because the white man went over there.
They realize that the litter is actually not nice. Stuff like that.
The crime is really not safe.
Right.
Why, Lord? Why? Why the whites, Lord? KC is the first time caller out of Nashville, Tennessee. KC, you're on the air. KC.
Jesse, how you doing, sir?
All is well. You're on the air there.
Man, let me tell you something. I just got introduced to you from some friends of mine that we're actually in a country band together, and we were heading down the road maybe about a month ago, and they and these are a bunch of white guys. I'm the only black guy in the band.
And you sound white.
And they're like... What does that mean?
You sound like a country white guy.
Oh, my dear God.
Well, that's because you're hanging out with white people. That's why. What the...
Well, so check it out, man. You're so funny. So they introduced me to you, and I'm watching and I'm listening. And the reason why they did was because they know that a lot of what you're saying, that I have those same stances. So I just want you to know, man, that you're not alone in this. I mean, I see the whole black and white issue.
Yeah.
We're pretty neck and neck. I'm not interested in making excuses. I'm not interested in ignoring what is the obvious. And so I absolutely love what you're saying. I support you 100% and just keep doing what you're doing. But I have a question for you.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Absolutely, yes. So here's my question. Do you believe that God would only bless a person contingent upon them having faith and belief in God, or will God bless someone in spite of them having faith or belief in him without that? So in other words, will God bless someone just because, rather than is contingent upon you having to have faith in him or have a belief in him?
God bless the person that seek mm-hmm. after him, and it does not require faith or belief. You just need to seek him first, and he will bless you.
But when you say seeking God is a form of faith?
Seeking God is a sign of being lost, and you're trying to find your way back to the Father. Okay. And you don't know what you're looking for, and you don't know what to expect. You just have a way to see, and the Father will take care of you. He doesn't require anything from you except submission.
I like that. That's good. That's good. Yeah, I was just curious to see what your take was on that. But again, Jesse, hey, man, keep doing what you're doing. I know for a lot of people it probably gets a bit uncomfortable, but I support you, man. And the black community at some point has to recognize that this anger, this inner anger that they have, and you know, you always hear, you know, a lot of blacks say, well, we got to have that conversation. We got to have that conversation. And I think there's some truth to that. But it's not a conversation with white people.
There you go.
I think
Absolutely.
Black people need to have that inner conversation with that guy that they're looking at in the mirror and come to terms with,
KC,
why am I so angry?
Absolutely. KC, call me again. I got to take a break. Thank you for your call.
Cool day.
All right. Back in a moment. Hate coffee. News, not the fake news.
Coffee now. Punchy coffee is
good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor, top quality, specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Yeah.
There's some serious mess going on in the world. Elon Musk starting a new party. That Texas flooding, I heard that it topped 100, or it's topping over 100. They say 82 officially, but it's crazy. And also, Israel attacked some Houthi targets in Yemen. Whew. This is the end of hour one of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It's Female Monday. Everybody loves females, if they love anybody. And everybody loves Mondays. It's Monday, July 7th, 2025 AD. There's one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the coming hours. But it is Hake News. JesseLeePeterson.com/show to find all the info for the JLP show, the podcasting, and all that stuff. Elon Musk, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, the largest individual donor to our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's 2024 campaign, announced plans to form a new political party. The America Party, I think, is what he wants to call it. The move comes on the heels of our greatest president Trump's sweeping domestic agenda bill, the big, beautiful bill, becoming law. I guess he signed it into law and adding nearly $3.3 trillion to the deficit. Like that matters. Give me a break. Elon Musk indicated he wants the America Party to be fiscally conservative. Fiscally conservative. But he is those fiscal conservatives. I shake my head. Rhinos, but it has offered few other details about what its platform will be. I'm sure he wants to defeat the woke mind virus still, right? As he calls it. And the Texas flooding, the death toll from the floods that caused massive devastation in central Texas during the 4th of July weekend climbed to at least 82. And Drudge and Daily Mail were saying it's over 100. They're predicting maybe more than that. Dozens of people still missing, including at least 28 children in hard-hit Kerr County, K-E-R-R, Kerr County, where 10 girls and one counselor from Camp Mystic unaccounted for. Hundreds of so-called first responders are participating in search and rescue operations, digging through the debris for survivors and remains. The Texas Air National Guard even using remotely piloted military drones. Wow. To look for those who were swept away by the raging waters. I heard that there was something like 800 people swept away, and people were finding them, you know, the search and rescue were finding them like clinging to trees and stuff like that. Man, oh man. In central Texas, other members of the community providing free food to anyone in need. Don't abuse it, but hey, according to the National Weather Service, a flash flood threat expected to last through Monday today in parts of Texas hill country. Did you know there are hills in Texas? I didn't know that. I guess there would be. It's a big state. Additional rainfall amounts of 2 to 4 inches and isolated amounts of up to 10 inches of rain could occur in some areas. So watch out. Pray for Tejas, Texas. And Israel attacked the Houthi targets in Yemen, per CNN, launching strikes on ports and a power plant around midnight local time Sunday night into Monday morning. The Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, also attacked Galaxy Leader, a cargo ship seized by the Houthis in November of 2023. Wow. And so they've held on to it for almost 2 years, going on 2 years. According to the IDF, the strikes were in retaliation for at least 3 Houthi ballistic missiles that were launched at Israel. I didn't know that Yemen, somebody said that Yemen was Houthis in Yemen, shooting missiles into Israel. It wasn't just Iran. No immediate reports of casualties from those strikes. Israeli Prime Minister-based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu, I use the term loosely, you guys get nervous, is scheduled to meet our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, in Washington, D.C. later today, if it hasn't happened already. Nice. And there's another storm, a tropical depression called Chantal in the Atlantic. Nice. It's named after a woman. Is that a black name? I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour. Happy White History Month and happy belated 4th of July. July just feels white. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. And my biblical question, a doozy, Brejo mama, what da, hola, como tell you, biblical question. Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? Know thyself. Amazing question. We have everywhere that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you do, you still can be listening to the show. You can podcast the show until you get home and watch it again. But whether you are protesting the king or running, trying to stop the ICE people from doing their job, making America great again, where you working out, or whatever, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And rainy days and Mondays always lift me up. Lift Jesus higher. It is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, God, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
You've been lied to all of your life. The moment you popped out of your mama's womb, they lied to you. They told you how to live. And all of your life, you've been trying to live up to it, and it doesn't work. It's not going to work. It ain't going to work. You need a renewed mind. A clear mind. And that is possible. Before I go to the calls, that was a bad situation, I guess, happened in Texas. And it's interesting in the way that they said it happened. So apparently, some of you may have heard about this. It sounded like there were a group of people, and it sounded like a girl group, most women or girls, went on like a camping trip or some type of retreat there in Texas. And while they were there at this location, it started raining. And it just flooded out in quick time, according to the report, fast time. And the people, many people were killed, according to the report, and stranded because the river, it sounded like the river overflowed or something like that. Here's that story, in case you ever heard about it. It's so interesting to me. And so I've just been paying attention, a little attention to it to see what happened. But this is from NBC News. In case you haven't heard about this, catastrophic flooding struck Central Texas on Friday, causing a surge of 20 to 26 feet on the Guadalupe River near Naryville. Is that Naryville there? Naryville, leading to widespread damage and washing out roads. Watch this from WTVR CBS 6.
For first responders in Kerr County, Texas, it's been a harrowing weekend of searching and rescuing in the wake of early morning 4th of July floods.
We will continue to search our search efforts until everybody is found.
Officials say the death toll throughout the state has climbed to at least 70, and 41 remain missing. Multiple campers from Camp Mystic, the girls' summer camp in Kerr County, are among the missing.
I had the opportunity yesterday to visit Camp Mystic, and it was nothing short of horrific to see what those young children went through.
Officials evaded questions from reporters Sunday as to why the campers weren't evacuated sooner.
One of the questions that still hasn't been answered 3 days into this is, despite TEM's warning on July 2nd and July 3rd that something like this could have happened, that the threat existed, why that information didn't get down to the camps and why they weren't evacuated. Can you answer that now?
That is a great question, but again, we want to make sure that we continue to focus. We still have 11 missing children that we want to get reunited with our families. Until we can get reunited with our families, we are not going to stop until we do. So, thank you.
A girl camping campground there. Amazing. The Secretary Kristi Noem is leading the federal disaster response. Why is this?
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is leading the federal disaster response.
We do know the number one priority now is people, is making sure we're finding people as fast as possible.
In addition to the children's summer camp, RV parks along the river were filled with people on vacation for the 4th of July. They had no warning a wall of water was coming their way.
Amazing, huh? And the last report I saw this morning, they were saying something like 85 people were dead, I think. Don't quote me. I could be off on the numbers. And something like 30 kids, give or take, in there. And the rest were adults that were killed. Isn't that amazing? Fox News has reported the Department of Homeland Security, Christie, addressed criticism about notification prior to the flood. Watch this.
Of course, when a situation like this takes place, people are looking for answers. They're sometimes looking for someone to blame. There was a question asked of the Homeland Security Secretary as to whether or not, you know, there should have been more warning for this devastating flood in the Guadalupe River Valley. Here's what Kristi Noem had to say in her answer.
My background is, before I was in the secretary position here under the Trump administration, I was governor of South Dakota and served in Congress for 8 years before I was governor. And so I will tell you that For decades, for years, everybody knows that the weather is extremely difficult to predict, but also that the National Weather Service over the years at times has done well, and at times we have all wanted more time and more warning and more alerts and more notification. That is something, and one of the reasons that when President Trump took office, that he said he wanted to fix and is currently upgrading the technology. And the National Weather Service has indicated that with that and NOAA that we needed to renew this ancient system that has been left in place with the federal government for many, many years. And that is the reforms that are ongoing there.
Amazing, huh? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. President Trump, according to this report, had to fix everything. The last administration and the one prior have not been fixing anything up. Everything falling apart, if this is true. What a mess. I heard, I saw a story, I don't know how true it is, that there was air traffic controller people fighting inside the air traffic control building. The workers fighting. The world gone crazy. T is a first-time caller out of Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. T, you're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, T.
Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. July just feels white. Tomorrow's gonna be what history. Amazing.
So, I feel like I can barely hear you. Is it because what is it on? Is it something on my end?
I don't know. Let me test. Are you hearing me now?
I can hear you, but I still feel better. I can barely hear you. But can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Are you on a speaker or Bluetooth?
No, I took it off speakerphone.
Oh, okay. And can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, let's go for it. I can hear you
okay. Very
clear.
Okay. So I found you probably earlier this year, and basically I was just seeking for the truth, and I just came across your channel, and I've been listening to you ever since. And I also when I was younger, raising my kids, I noticed that what you were saying, I was an angry mother. And I also forgave my mother, and that didn't turn out well. And I told my boys, you know, that I, you know, to forgive me, because I put them on to you, too, and told them to listen to you and why, because they was asking me, why am I saying all this? Mom, I love you, blah, blah, blah. So I put them on to you, which is and let them listen to you also. But one thing about it, I've been a Christian since early teens. I've been born again, saved, you know, going to the, you know, a non-denominational church since early teens. But I noticed that since I forgave my mom and told her, I went just straight to said, I said, Mom, I forgive you because I hated you when I was younger. I hated you for what you did to us, and I want you to know I forgive you. But she has not gotten over that. She is angry.
What did she say when you forgave her?
She was just like, well, you know what? You better be glad I kept you. Period.
Oh, what? No.
Okay, but the thing is, you know, that was not the Christian thing to do if I'm a Christian. It's like, because I don't know, sometimes it's not like I feel guilty, but it's like there's so much tension now where there wasn't that tension, you know, prior. So I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, did I do the right thing?
And what type of tension is there now?
Well, you know, she's still angry. And, you know, she don't talk to me or anything like that.
Now, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I feel okay. But sometimes, you know, I just wonder, you know, was that love to do that?
And your question for me is, was that love?
Yeah, was that love to do that? To just go and say, you know, I forgive you because I hated you. And actually, I really didn't feel like I hated her until you said I hated her.
Oh, God. Did God say before you enter into the perfect peace, you must go and forgive?
Yes.
So would God have asked you to do something that wasn't godly?
No.
So why are you questioning it then?
I guess because of the, I don't know, I guess because of the tension.
The tension has always been there. It was just you've been afraid to approach your mother, be honest with her. You've always been afraid of her. So it's not, all you're doing now is facing the fear that was always there.
Yeah. That's true. And another question I had is okay, so I told my boys, you know, what I did wrong. I told them I was sorry and asked them, would they forgive me? And they did all that. And I said, they said, Mom, I don't hate you. And I was like, yes, you do. You just don't know it yet. Yes, you do.
Right.
So then they had to think about it. So then my son, you know, I said, well, think about one thing I did to you that you have resented. And they all told me something. I said, well, that's it right there.
I rest my case.
Yeah. And so they forgiven me. And, you know, but now, you know, you talk about this amazing life. And, you know, I want that amazing life. But I'm asking myself this morning, you know, do I want an amazing life or do I want the truth? Or what, you know, I just call myself.
Come back to your phone.
Huh?
Come back to your phone. Go ahead.
Okay. So I was asking myself, do I want this amazing life? Or do I want the truth? Or do I want both of them? What is wrong? Is it wrong to just want this amazing life you're talking about?
Well, the truth
is... Or am I seeking this amazing life, or do I really want the truth?
Well, the truth is an amazing life. You can't have amazing life without the truth. What's missing in all people's lives is the truth. They have been turned away from the Father, so they have been turned away from the truth.
Okay.
So when you find the truth, you found an amazing life.
Okay. And but it seems like, I don't know, it just seems like my life is not amazing. I mean, but it's not bad, but it's just like, you know, you talk so like it's so amazing, you know?
It is.
And I'm like, I want it to be amazing, like you talk about.
It's more than amazing. It's more than wonderful. It's more than marvelous. It's more than the eyes can see or the ears can hear. There are no words to what it's like to live in perfect peace.
Wow.
Really, I'm not making it up. I know what it means to be miserable. I've had that life too.
Wow. Okay, so with that, I know you talk about doing the silent prayer.
Yes.
So my question to you is, what's the difference in the silent prayer and being present in prayer? Because sometimes I'm lazy or I don't feel good or I'm hurting or it's cold in the morning. I just don't want, I don't feel like getting up. But what if I'm in the present when I do get up? But I'm not like sitting still doing the silent prayer, but I wake up and just immediately I'm in the present. So what's the difference in the silent prayer and being in the present?
When you first wake up and you kind of look around, open your eyes and look around the room and become aware and lay there and do the prayer for a while, you don't necessarily have to get up in the cold and do it. And if you're waking up present, you're aware of yourself in bed, you're aware of yourself getting out of bed, putting your feet on the floor, you're looking around, you are present. It's the same thing.
Oh, okay. Because I was feeling kind of guilty. I'm like, man, I'm, you know, like lazy, like can't get out of bed. You know, I missed it again. But
are you black?
Yes.
Oh, well, I rest my case then.
Okay, that's why I'm lazy, because I'm black. I'm black, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. I do my best to get out of that, to be, to just not be lazy. And then there are times I have, like, good days where I'm just like, I do it for maybe a month or 3 weeks, and then I fall off about 2 weeks.
It's in the blood. What now?
Oh, my God. But why is it still in the blood? I've forgiven. I've let go of my anger.
Let me tell you this, because of time. You're doing fine. You are, the truth is with you now. You have opened up and invited the truth in by admitting that you were evil, you need to forgive. You invited the truth to come in. It is with you. And the truth is working for you 24 hours a day. And the truth does not care what you have done in the past or whatever has happened. It's with you now. And all you need to do is to be aware of the not you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your body. Just be aware of that. You're not your loneliness. You're not the anger. You're not the up and down. You're none of those things. Just be aware. Don't call it you. And I promise you, the truth will destroy the darkness. It will destroy the evil. God said, Christ is the light, and bring all of your darkness unto the light, all of your loneliness and all that. You're doing fine. And as far as your mother, give her the finger and move on with your life. Leave her in her hell. You can't take her with you on this journey. And if she doesn't want to come out of her own hell, just don't be angry at her anymore and leave her there and you live your life.
Okay.
You're not obligated to her at all. There's nothing you can do about it, her situation. She have to want to overcome in order to overcome. And let her be mad, but don't you be mad back. There's never, ever, ever, ever a reason for you to be angry. Let her be angry, but you don't have to go into that hell anymore.
Okay.
And she doesn't love you, has never loved you.
Woo! And you know what? I keep hearing you say that, and I realized that I did not love my kids when they were small. And I thought I loved them.
Yeah.
That was heavy.
Yeah, mothers, parents do not love their children at all. That's why they teach them the wrong way to live, and their kids suffer as they have suffered or suffering. They don't love. They have no love.
Oof. That's heavy.
I know. It's amazing.
Because there's so many Christians, and I thought I was a true Christian born again, and I thought I knew at times I didn't love. Well, so I knew when I was angry that wasn't love, but I thought I loved him. I thought I had the love of God in me. And that was just heavy just to know that. But, you know, hey, I've accepted it.
Right on. That's all you need to do. Accept the truth, and the truth will make you free. How old are your kids?
Oh, they're grown.
Oh, okay. So they're not boys anymore.
No, they're grown.
Well,
yeah,
you have apologized to them for doing wrong, you know, treating them that way. You couldn't help it. Now you have to let them suffer. You can't take them along on this journey either. They have to want it for themselves. And there's nothing you can do about it. So you don't feel sorry for them. You don't have a right to feel sorry for anyone. It's up to them now that they're adults.
So another thing, when I used to be an avid, like, try to just win people, to just want to see everybody, you know, saved and everything. And my question is, now I'm, like, so lost. Like, what do I do with my life outside of doing this silent prayer?
You live your life. That's all you need to do. And the reason that when you thought you were a Christian and you're trying to get other people saved, you were doing that because you were evil and you're trying to find a way to make yourself feel good. You wanted to feel like a Christian, so you're going to get everybody saved and you're going to pray for them and you're going to do. It was all evil and not love.
Wow.
Because when you have perfect love and you're on your way to that, you would know that you can't save anyone. There's nothing you can do about another person's life, and you should leave them in their misery. You have to say goodbye to the world. Hell with the world. Because human beings love their misery, and if you try to save them, they will destroy you because they hate the light in you. They will destroy you. And they'll pretend that they are accepting your help, but they'll be lying. Do you notice that Christ and God leave people in their hell until they're ready to overcome?
Yeah, but I thought he was. I thought we were supposed to be like his hands and his feet, and you know, we were supposed to be like the person that, you know, he's gone now. We're supposed to be like sharing with everybody. You know, that's our job.
Who told you that?
To make disciples.
But who told you that? Christ healed the people, and he said, go and tell no one. Why did you think you need to be doing differently?
Because he also said, go and make disciples. He also said that.
But he
go ye into all the world. It says, go ye into all the world. He told his disciples to, you know, and make disciples. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that, you know, doesn't believe shall be damned. He told us to do that too.
But he wanted them to be the light. He didn't want them to go and do it on their own.
Okay, so why would he say go two by two? You know, he would tell them to do that.
Because
he would say, go two by two.
In case you ended up in the hood, he didn't want you to get killed.
Yeah, that's true now. Now, that was definitely the case a lot of times.
Let me ask this, and then I got to run because of time. When you were a Christian and you didn't have perfect peace, why did you think you were a Christian?
Well, I actually thought I had perfect peace.
But why did you think you had perfect peace when you were so emotional? You were angry. You were up and down with good feelings and bad feelings. You were lonely. You hated the kid's father. Why did you think you had peace?
Because I didn't think I hated the kid's father, and I didn't think I hated my mom. Like you said, I didn't think I hated them.
I just
felt like I had issues, you know, but I never acted on those issues. I always tried to act in love no matter what my feelings or what my thoughts tell me. I always was, you know, would try to, you know, or just be a person of love regardless of how I felt, regardless of what I thought.
But why did you think a Christian would be into feelings when Christ is not into feelings at all? Why did you think it was normal to have feelings?
That's another thing. I never heard that till I heard you. I never thought that it was. That shocked me that you're not supposed to have feelings. I just never knew that till I heard you, that you wasn't supposed to have feelings. I felt like you're supposed to love people. You're supposed to give to the poor. You're supposed to, you know, tell people about Christ. You're supposed to help anybody in need. You're supposed to.
You've been lied to. And it didn't work.
What I'm saying is I didn't think it didn't work until you said it wasn't working. I wasn't thinking that it wasn't working.
I felt like
it was working.
Do you still think it was working? Hold on. Let me take a quick break. And when I come back, we have to end this. And then I go to other callers. Back in a moment, folks. Back in a quick moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Welcome back. Get your cameos in, your shout-outs, your personal shout-out. Get them in, and I'll do them for you anywhere in the world. Personal shout-out, happy White History Month, happy 4th of July month, happy birthday, I wish you well, shout-out, encouragement, whatever it is, congratulations. I will do them for you. Amazing, huh? Go to Cameo. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And get your shout outs. These shout outs are amazing. And last but not least, if you need counseling, family or individual counseling, whatever it may be, by phone, Skype, or walk in, I would do them. Go to Rebuilding a Man all over the world, RebuildingAman.com, RebuildingAman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to make an appointment. And be patient. If we can't get you right in, we'll get you in as soon as possible. Because everybody and their mama, if you're white, and everybody and they mama, if you're black, want counseling. And we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. You may only need one session, two at most. But most people are like, Jesse, I want to set up another appointment later. All right. It's up to you. All right. RebuildingAman.com or call 1-800-411-BOND. Let me go back to T, a first-time caller out of Georgia. Georgia, oh, my, my. So, T, if you thought that all that stuff was working, why, when you heard the message from me, you believed and saw where I was coming from if it was already working?
Okay, when I heard the message from you, I was, because all my life I've heard that, you know, you can be angry, but sin not, need to let the sun go down upon your wrath. And I would try to raise my kids, but, you know, I would just get so angry, you know.
Yeah.
But I would, you know, and I never thought that anger was a sin, basically. I thought that staying angry or not, that's the sin. But when I heard you say that anger is a sin, that it is of the devil, that it is, I was like, what? I was so shocked because I never heard that. You got to completely let anger go. Because, you know, Christians, you know, we think that, you know, as long as you, you know, ask for forgiveness, get over it quickly, you know, and be honest with you, I would never really get over it before the sun go down.
I was going to say that. You never get over anger. They're just lying to themselves.
Yeah. And so when you like the first person that I heard say you got to let it go completely. And I've always wanted to get rid of it, but I just never knew why I would get angry and why I would never let, why I would cry to get angry, to let it go. But that's why you, the anger, the okay, that's what got me with you. Let go of the anger. I said, I got to let it go completely. Yep. Let it go.
You're not going to enter into the kingdom of heaven until you overcome evil. Evil cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. And anyone that has anger, I don't care how they, because some people think there's big anger, there's little anger, there's, but anger is anger. Evil is evil. And you're not going to enter into the kingdom of heaven with an evil heart. It's just not going to happen.
And see, I didn't think I had an evil heart. I just thought I had a problem, and I had to not let it overtake me. But I never thought I had an evil heart.
Yeah. Did you? Are you married?
Yes.
Do you obey your husband?
Yes.
You always obey him?
I haven't always obeyed him, but since I started listening to you, I really do focus on obeying, doing what he asked me to do.
Right on.
But I feel like, and you know, and he has to, you know, he's got the anger issues now, too. So, I mean, basically, everybody I know does not understand that concept of just completely dropping that anger and not let it not. I mean, just to not ever be angry, that was mind-blowing.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Don't get mad at your husband if he can't see. He is asleep. And he cannot see. And you just work on you because you can't make him see either. Don't be mad at him, and you'll be fine. And the truth will take care of you. You'll be fine.
Okay.
And do the silent prayer and stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And I'm telling you, if you stay with it, you're going to end up, just imagine living a life with a clear mind. Everything you do in life will be clear. There'll be no thinking about it, worrying or thinking if it's working or not. You will have a clear mind. Your mind is being renewed.
Wow. And last thing, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I was going to ask you about, because I looked in the scripture, and the scriptures always talk about crying to the Lord, cry out to God, you know, shall not God deliver those who cry to him day and night? But then I guess I went to Revelation, and I read where it talks about overcoming, and I said, whoa. So I get what you're saying. When you overcome, it did say there will be no crying. You won't cry no more. So I was like, is that where he's coming from with that?
100%. All your tears will be wiped away. There will be no crying there. There will be no dying there. You shall be free. It is done. It is finished. And all you have to do is live. Let life happen. Don't try to make life happen. Let it happen, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
And never, in closing, never, ever, 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 as long as you walk this earth, never do a what if. What if I do this? Is it going to work or not? If I do that, is no more what ifs. Just live, and life will take care of you.
Okay.
Do what's in front of you, and don't be double-minded. No more what-ifs.
Okay.
Amazing, huh?
Yes. Amazing.
Well, you stay with it, and let me know how things are going for you.
Okay.
Thank you. And don't, it is wrong, unnecessary, and evil for you to feel bad for your mother.
Okay.
That's a sign of no love.
Okay.
Because there is no you to feel bad for anyone, not even for yourself.
Okay.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Happy White History Month.
Thank you. Happy White History Month to you, too.
Thank you. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Bye, T.
Bye.
Your friend... And my friend... and the whole wide world friend is on the line. Your friend, a lady that doesn't mind speaking the truth. What the? And they hate her for it, but she loved them back. Pearl Davis is with me. What the? Out of Chicago. Pearl, happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
What?
Oh, my gosh, you're so funny. The whole wide world, bro. That's the best intro I've ever gotten.
How was your 4th of July and, you know, White History Month? How are things going?
Oh, good. I wanted to call you back because I realized you were right about something.
And what was that?
That moving home would be hell.
I told you.
Yeah, you did. So I have a question. What is it with mothers and events? Like, what is that? Like, I feel like you've had people call in on the show before where, like, it's like, why do mothers are so into, like, events and family vacations and that sort of stuff? And
because
like,
they're evil.
Hell if you don't go. Why?
Because they're evil and very insecure. And they think controlling the world around them is going to give them a sense of security, and it doesn't work. And it's nothing going to give them security but to come back to the truth. But they're evil, and that's why they try to control everybody and everything to the point that if you don't do what they want you to do, they'll build an army against you. They'll yell at you. They're trying to control because they're insecure. They have no love.
Yeah, it's crazy. They send, like, a whole army.
Yes.
And it'll be over, like, the smallest stuff where, like, you're just like, I don't want to do something.
I know.
And you're like, why is this world war? I'm like, women don't quit, man.
When they're crying, they're lying.
Yeah.
But don't hold it against her. She cannot see. She cannot help. And you be you. If you don't want to go, don't go. And let her do it and say whatever she wants. And if she build an army against you by trying to turn the family members away from you, wish them well, too, and go about your business. Don't be afraid to live your own life.
Yeah, I'm moving, like, 10,000 miles away. I did hear that.
But if you don't forgive her, she'll control you 10,000 miles away.
Yeah, no, I know. I have, but I just, like, watch it now, and I'm like, it's kind of crazy.
Are you moving overseas?
Just... No, I love America. I'm never moving overseas again.
Right on.
No, I haven't announced the city, but I am moving to a new city soon.
Right on. And have you forgiven your mother? You gone to her and forgiven her?
Yeah, I have.
And what did she say when you went to her?
It was just kind of a crash out. You know how it is.
And have you overcome your anger?
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't know, because, like, do you know what I realized? It's like I kind of understood what you said the last time I was there, because you were like, you can't judge your thoughts or something. And I was like, Jesse, what do you mean? Like, if you have messed up thoughts, like, it's kind of your own fault. But I realized it sort of is, but, like, it's like the third thought. Like, the first thought is, like, you reacting, and the second thought is you processing stuff, and then the third thought is getting angry. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's always the third one.
But do you realize that you're not your thoughts, and you don't create thoughts, and there's something that you have to overcome? Because if you want perfect peace, and you can have it if you want it, you have to stop thinking.
I know. It's hard. I've been doing the silent prayer, actually, but, you know, sometimes I just get mad, so I don't know. Like, sometimes I just get pissed off.
And when you get mad, what do you do?
I'll either speak my mind or do nothing.
Why
so
not do nothing?
I usually pick one of the two.
Why not always stay quiet and watch the spirit of anger? Don't call it you, so the light can do it for you, can take it away from you. The light, which is the light of God, will take the darkness away if you let him do it. All he wants you to do is to see that it's not you. Don't call it you. Don't react to it. Lay your weapons down, and he will remove the spirit evil of anger away from you. Why not do it that way?
Do you know what? The other day, it was kind of crazy. I was really pissed about something, and I did the silent prayer, and it was weird. I was like, that kind of happened where it just like went away, and I was so mad, and I was like, huh. That's cool.
Yeah, because it's not you at all. It's just that all of your life you have identified with it, calling it you. It was never you. So if you let the light take it away, it will. I promise you that. And you would deal with situations. Situations will happen, but it will not affect you at all. You'll deal with it, but you won't be affected by it at all. But you got to stop overreacting to anger. Don't call it you. Just see it.
I know, Jesse, but these women, they don't quit.
Right, but that's on them.
You'll be like walking away in silence, and they'll just be going. They'll follow you. You're like, leave it go.
But
you don't mean a scorned woman. They do not quit.
But no, that's their life, and it has nothing to do with you. You know what I mean? Let other people live in their hell. Don't be mad at them because they love their misery, and you just live your life. You be the light.
Yeah. Yeah, and you got to get away from them because they'll just, like, drag you back into it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I was like, 10,000 miles. That seems good.
Yeah.
I don't know how far it is, but it's far.
Right on, but you got to drop the anger, though, because think about your mother, and if you're angry, you think about it, and it will control you. So we got to drop the anger.
Yeah. The other thing I was going to tell you that I thought you were right about, or maybe, I don't know, I heard you on a show say it when you were talking about, like, the abortion people and how they're just there to fight. And they have, like, the pro-life people.
Yeah.
It's so true. They just want to, like, argue. Like they just, I don't know, like, it's almost like they're identifying with the cause. And they need, like, an identity from it. Even if you could argue it's, like, a good cause. I feel like most, like, of them are there to, like, fight. You know what I mean?
100%. That's all. They are no different than the pro-life is no different than the anti-life, and they all meet together and two devils fight. And they feel good about the fight because it feeds their egos, and they lie to themselves and say that they are doing something good. But it's not nothing good. Nothing good comes from it. It just makes them feel good. But feeling good is not good.
Yeah, you can't stop these women from killing their kids.
That's right.
You can't.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you can't. And I used to debate that topic all the time, and then one day I was just like, they win, man.
I know. It's just two devils fighting. That's all. It's like a marriage. The husband, the man, and the woman get together. They get married, and then they fight.
Yeah, and I thought I was like doing something, and I was like, I'm doing nothing here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they win.
Amazing. Will you stay with it? Stay with it. Stay with your silent prayer. Watch those thoughts. And you haven't seen anything, Pearl. It gets better and better and better. And when people hate you for telling the truth, you will not hate them back. You will feel nothing about it because you will have understanding. You will know that they are asleep and they can't help it.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm walking into a guitar lesson, so I got to go.
All right. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. Bye.
Bye now. Amazing Pearl Davis. Check her out. Pearl at Davis. What Pearl was I?
Just Pearly Things.
Pearly Things. Pearly Things. Check her out.
Nice.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Over on Rumble, Tarantula on Friday said, happy July 4th to those who legit belong to the greatest country in the world. Love you, Jesse, crew, and the Snake Pit.
Thank you. I appreciate your support, and thank you. We love you back. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet says people who blame the Jews are no different from the blacks who blame the white people. They just want to be victims and whine and complain.
I rest my case. Smile. I rest my case. That is another issue that we're going to deal with, that there are some white people, and it seems to be growing because I'm hearing more and more about it. They hate the Jews, and they blame the Jews. They say that the Jews killed Jesus. Why are you laughing?
Because you make it sound so petty.
It is petty.
It is petty.
How you gonna be mad at somebody because you said they killed Jesus?
That's the Lord that he was killed, right?
Amazing.
It sounds petty.
And then the Jews that they say killed Jesus are dead. Yeah, you're around.
It's the same spirit, Jesse.
What is?
The same that killed Jesus is in people today.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they think?
That's what it is.
That's what they're mad about?
But they don't realize they have that spirit, too.
Oh, I rest my case. Just think about that. Somebody tell you, I'm mad at the Jews because they killed Jesus. That doesn't even sound right. Even like, what? But anyway, we're going to deal with that. Thank you.
Base Nation, very generous on Rumble. When the ladies call in and call Jesse honey or baby, has me howling.
Like, what? Yeah, honey. Oh, honey. Sugar, sugar. Amazing. Thank you.
Happy birthday, America, says Blunt Wit, and happy White History Month. What a time to be conscious. God bless Team JLP.
Thank you. You're right. What a time, what a time, what a time. America has a new daddy is home. Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, oh, Lord, a one-eyed coon. What the? That was our producer.
My producer had a patch on Friday. He thought he was cool. What a coon.
Indeed.
Amazing.
Terrible. Over on, also on Rumble, Prep Ham Paul, I agree with Derek the Pirate. Dads should spend as much time as they can with their kids. He has an eye patch. He can't be wrong.
That's right. We played the video when these black dad fathers allow somebody to get them to push strollers, and they made a YouTube video of it, and they think that that's a sign of fathers loving the children. What? And they're trying to prove that black fathers are there. Okay. Thank you.
Ike the Man asks, Jess, do you love women? Asking again, Jesse, do you love women?
Amazing. Yes. Amazing. Thank you.
That's why we have Female Monday.
Female Mondays.
Prep Ham Paul on Rumble on Friday said, I hear a lot of assuming regarding our judgment of these males, these fathers.
Assume, I guarantee you, some woman was behind it. I could be wrong. But ain't no man gonna plan on going on a stroll and then making a video about it.
Fazul Stroller Day, I'm willing to bet not one of those men wanted to do this.
We played this video called Daddy Stroll Event. It was out of Chicago. Okay, Chicago. Thank you.
Jody Samurai, I don't pick up dog crap standing lines or push strollers.
I rest my case.
We'll have to read the rest later, guys.
I got to take a break. When I come back, your phone calls, and we finish up on the Super Chat. Hate news, not the fake news, is coming right now, and I'll be back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
some serious mess going on in the world. You heard that tropical depression, which is another word for some type of storm on some level, right? Chantal is hitting the world. It's not that bad, I guess. The EPA mess, the measles, there's fear-mongering about the measles, and other stuff happening in the world. There was something that I wanted to mention, I guess. Maybe it wasn't that big of a deal. Swimming in the river Seine, I don't know how you pronounce it, that one in Paris, France, or something like that. It's been illegal since 1923, more than 100 years, because it's so polluted. Wow. I'd heard that Paris was dirty. Is that Paris? Yeah, Parisians. Now they're supposedly able, after a $1.5 billion cleanup project, to take a refreshing dip in that river Seine. S-E-I-N-E. Isn't that nice? Seine. Sorry, guys. This is the end of hour two of Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. July 7th, 2025 AD. There's one line open you can call in right now, even during Hake News, not Fake News, 1-888-775-3773. If you're calling from overseas, let us know how you do it so that perhaps your way may work for other people. I don't know. Just an idea. We like to help other people out who want to call in from overseas since Microsoft bought and subsequently destroyed Skype. Typical. And by the way, after the JLP show, the Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby, and guess what? Hake is supposed to be on the Ralph Retort on the Kill Stream today, this afternoon, evening, 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 Eastern. So make sure you catch Kill Stream live on Rumble. So cool. Shout out to Ethan Ralph, who has been on the JLP show. JLP's been on his show. I've been on his show. So it may be like loosey-goosey, but that should be cool. Anyway, Chantal, the first named storm of the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, to hit the United States, has deteriorated to a tropical depression, whatever that means. It's some type of stormish type of a thing, since making landfall early Sunday. However, flash flooding remains a concern in parts of northern North Carolina and Virginia. Life-threatening surf and rip currents also expected to continue at beaches from northeastern Florida to the mid-Atlantic states, the National Hurricane Center warned. And the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, suspended, and they plan to investigate roughly 140 employees just days after a signed public letter expressing concern about the treatment of federal employees in the Trump administration's regulations on climate and public health. The letter outlined five key concerns: undermining public trust, which they did themselves, ignoring scientific consensus to benefit polluters, so they claim, reversing the EPA's progress in America's most vulnerable communities. This sounds like a whole bunch of communism. Dismantling the Office of Research and Development, promoting a culture of fear. That's what they do. Give me a break. And forcing staff to choose between their livelihood and well-being. What? We took an oath to support and defend the Constitution, said one self-important EPA employee who was placed on leave after signing that letter. Quote, we promise to follow the science and follow the law. They are trying to scare us and squash any type of resistance before it starts, unquote. What a mess. Also a mess, measles, or the reporting about the measles, too. The U.S. has hit a troubling, they call it, milestone. More measles cases this year than any other since the disease was eliminated, or declared eliminated, a quarter century ago, 25 years ago. Experts say this year's cases likely to be severely undercounted. They may go unreported. Data from Johns Hopkins University Outbreak Response Innovation, 1,277 confirmed cases of measles in 2025 so far. Two children and one adult have died with measles. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3. ¶¶
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Happy White History Month. July is White History Month. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Brand new super chat. Not super chat, but a biblical question. It is, I don't know what to say. No words can express the depths of this biblical question. And it's for those only who want to know themselves. Know thyself. The beginning of life is to know thyself. Really, it's going to blow your mind. And so the biblical questions are for those who want to know themselves, to encourage you, if that's what you want. If not, stay in your hell. I ain't mad at you. God ain't mad at you. Christ, the Son of the Father, is not mad at you. Stay in your misery. But for those men and women who want to overcome, it's for you. Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? Is it hard? It's so hard to say goodbye. Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can podcast the show. If you're not able to sit and watch it, you can podcast. But you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad anywhere in the world. We are heard around the world. Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to noon Eastern time. So you can call the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And by the way, there were some Swedes at the fellowship yesterday. I'm like, what now? They were at the fellowship. Amazing fellowship yesterday. They were like Swedes. Swedish. How are you saying it?
Yeah, Swedish people. Or
Swedish.
Swedes. Swedish people, you could call them Swedes. A couple of Swedes.
Swedes from Sweden at the fellowship right here in the United States of America. Love the truth, right? So shout out to the Swedes. Amazing. So you can get involved by calling 605. You still can listen to the show. 605-615-4131. I lost my train of thought there. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JesseLeePeterson, J-O-P talk. buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or bond J-O-P cash app.
Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing, huh? Do you think that Elon Musk should start another party? We have the Democratic Party. We have the Republican Party. Elon, it's being reported that he is thinking of starting a new political party. Remember how Elon was so tight with the Great White Hope, loving the Great White Hope. According to a report, were always at the man's house over there in Florida. It was like daddy and son. And something went wrong. And the son seemed not to love the daddy anymore. What a mess, huh? So it must not have been love, if this is true, I still don't know for sure, but it must not have been love in the beginning. It was something else. Now, whatever that was, personal gain or whatever, I don't know. But according to NBC News, Elon Musk, and what do y'all think about that? Do we need a third party? Elon Musk announced the formation of a new political party. I heard about this on the hate news, not the fake news, too. His formation of a new political party called the America Party. Why is this from NBC News?
Tonight, on the heels of President Trump signing his massive domestic policy bill into law, his former close ally, Elon Musk, announcing the formation of a new political party. Musk, the world's richest person, taking to his social media site X to say, "We live in a one-party system, not a democracy. Today, the America Party is formed to give you back your freedom." Musk, who was President Trump's top campaign donor, has been feuding with the president over the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill, which the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says will add more than $3 trillion to the national debt over the next 10 years. Musk has referred to the legislation as a debt slavery bill and had been teasing a new political party for days. The Tesla CEO did not respond to questions from NBC News seeking clarity about today's announcement.
And by the way, he is the world's richest man, according to reports, not the world's richest person. Get it right, lady. The news lady, the world richest man, not the world richest person. What the? So what do you think about a third party? It has never worked before. There have been other people trying to start a third party. We're not in Africa, Elon. This is America. Amazing, huh? Do you agree with Elon? I wish Elon well. I think he's very talented in how he can make stuff. And the last thing for now, did this man take things a little too far? Or was he right? From X, a customer goes off on a Popeye's employees. They had the best biscuits. Well, I haven't gone there in years, so I don't know how the food is now. But Popeye used to have some of the best biscuits and chicken with honey. Oh, my God. Not George, Lord. But a customer goes off on Popeye's employees for calling his wife beautiful. Watch this from X.
Beautiful? You just said out of your own mouth what you said to her. How are you going to tell me we didn't say
No, you said she is beautiful. Yes or no?
I said you're looking so beautiful.
Why the f*** do you say that?
I'm sorry for that because we just...
You please get this.
Yeah.
Am I crazy?
Well, just
your wife comes to the store.
Yeah, but
wants to pick up a freaking sandwich.
Yeah, but
is she crazy?
Yeah,
that she sits through these compliments, these creeps.
You just give
us a compliment. Why?
They made a mistake.
This is not your country. This is not India or something, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, but, so, yeah.
You're in the States.
Yeah, sir. Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
It is never okay to speak
that.
To a woman you do not know. And talk about her looks.
Listen.
You just do not freaking say it.
Yeah, but they won't do it again.
He immediately says unforgivable.
You got to have some grace.
I do. Okay. I promise.
Okay.
Like, I'm not a crazy person.
No.
This is like insane to me. Yeah.
One Indian appeared to be an Indian guy telling another Indian guy, you're not in India. Well, I don't understand. If somebody tell you why she's beautiful, isn't that like a compliment? Is he like jealous or something? He doesn't want anyone paying attention to her? What do you think about that, Anchor Baby?
Oh, no, this guy's a psycho. He's like, I'm not a crazy person. I'm not a crazy person. Even the guy filming who was just filming, I guess the guy thought, he turns around to the camera guy, he's like, you getting this? Thinking that he's totally on his side, but he involves him in the guy, whoever he is filming, actually is kind of disagreeing with him. He's like, well, you know, they won't do it again. You know, calm down. Everybody in there knows he's acting like a total psycho.
I know. He's like acting crazy while saying I'm not crazy.
Yeah. Everybody in there knows he's acting like a psycho.
Why is he that compliment? That somebody compliment. He must be jealous.
It was a compliment. I'll say this, though.
What?
I am very familiar with Indians and growing up with Indians and immigration and all that.
Over there in Canada?
Yeah, in Canada.
Oh, okay.
And they definitely have a different... They're definitely very bold and confident with women. I'll say that. They're very bold and confident with women.
What does that mean?
Like, it can be anybody. Old, young, with a man or not. Some of these young Indian guys are very bold in approaching, complimenting, and trying to get close to women.
Oh, so the guy, the worker who said to... Allegedly said to this man, wife, you're beautiful.
Yes.
That was a bold move?
Well, it reminds me of these Indians that I'm thinking of.
Right.
So it is a bit of a culture. I think there is a culture shock going on there.
And they should not say...
Not necessarily. I'm not saying they shouldn't compliment people
at all. I know,
but
the Indian men know not to tell an Indian woman she's beautiful, or a man, wife, she's beautiful.
Say, ask your question again.
So are you saying that in India... They know a man. The men know not to tell another man's wife she's beautiful. Are you saying that?
I'm saying that in India, and the Indians that I was familiar with growing up in Canada,
right,
are very pushy and bold with women and strange women they don't know.
And is that a bad thing?
It can be. Maybe it's. I'll say this. I don't know if it's necessarily a bad thing because all sorts of people approach people, right? But I'll say that maybe it is a bit of a culture shock. I'll say that it is different to people. That there's a different decorum in when approaching people, talking to people. So I'll say it's a bit of a culture shock in how they do it. They do it differently. They have different standards for how bold and pushy they'll be with strangers.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What a mess. Talk about anger. 888-775-3773. First time caller out of Arizona, Sean. Sean, you are on the air.
Uncle Jesse, tell me about the good old days. How you doing, sir?
All is well. Happy White History Month, Sean.
Oh, it just feels like amazing July. July just feels like America. Happy White History Month.
Thank you, man.
Don't know if you and the experts but got those White History water bottles I sent last week to congratulate you guys for the 8th or 9th year of White History Month.
The box of American water bottles?
Yes, sir. They're refillable, too, because I know Uncle Jesse needs a new water bottle.
So you sent those?
Yes, sir, from Arizona. Six-pack for the whole...
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Amazing like a mug.
Right on. I thank you for that. I didn't know it for the whole office, though. I'm going to have to share it now.
Two for you, two for Hake, and two for the Anchor Baby, and... I think, or actually give one to Derek or two to Derek, too.
I will. That's amazing. Thank you,
yes,
Sean.
Sir.
I appreciate it.
First time caller, been listening to you about a year now, and I'm just want to thank you and shout out to you for having the courage of taking our father's shoulder tap to be a lighthouse for so many. You have given me so many tools to live in the world and not of the world. And I've been searching for peace my whole life, and you have helped me get closer to perfect peace. I've read your your workbook about the seven steps.
Seven guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, and financial success. Guy, amazing little small book.
What a great workbook. I mean, all seven steps are on point to being within the light and leaving the world in its misery and protecting your peace. I'm reading The Antidote right now and just wanted to give you guys a shout out. And July just feels like America. And I sent Derek a speech by the Great White Hope. And when we're wrapping up, can we hear what the Great White Hope has to say today?
Amazing. Well, again, thank you for the water. I will share the water with the other guys. I do appreciate it. And here is the Great White Hope.
They say,
thank you, Uncle Jesse.
Trump, an intellectual. Trust me, I'm like a smart person.
Amazing. Sean, thank you, and happy White History Month.
You too. Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
You too, buddy. Amazing. Nice water that he sent, too. Appreciate that. Let me go to Michael, a first-time caller out of California. Michael, you're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. I might cut off real soon. I'm driving through some hills.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that I love your show. I've been listening to you for a couple years, and I've been learning a lot. Thank you a lot. Me and my brother love your show.
Thank you.
Happy White History Month.
White History Month.
I realized through watching your show how growing up I was putting myself through a lot of struggles through all the hate that I had for my mother and my father.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I got older and then I realized to forgive them that my life started going a whole lot better. I found a lot more peace, no more anger, because I stopped blaming them for everything that happened in my life. And just through watching your show, it just blew my mind that I realized it, what everything was going on and how all the peace was coming about.
Right on. And what did they say when you went and forgave them?
Oh, they were very happy that I forgave them and let them know that I had no more resentment.
Right on.
And, especially with my father and my mother first, because I did they split up, so I kind of held that against her for a lot of life, and then I realized that they were just people.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I just was like, oh, if they're people, I got to forgive them, because if God's going to forgive me, I have to forgive them.
Right on. Amazing, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, did your brother go and forgive too?
Oh, yes, he surely did. He is doing very well now. God's blessing him very well. And we're living in good old peace. We have fun talking about you all the time. We do come across some people because we like to try to tell people that so-called racism doesn't exist.
Right.
Because I grew up myself with a lot of hatred being a so-called racist, but I didn't know it was just misplaced hate.
That's all it is. You've been lied to. When they told you it was racism, they were keeping you from really seeing what was really going on with yourself. It's spiritual, and it's hatred, no racism.
Definitely.
So, amazing.
Like, me being amazing. What's it called? Yeah, I'm Latino. So when I talk to a lot of people that are just like me, I always tell them that I love Donald Trump, and they get a little confused.
Oh,
I tell them that America is the greatest country on this side of heaven, so that they need to love being American.
Yeah, yeah. Nice, man. Well, appreciate that, man. And you and your brother, stay with it. Stay with it. And Michael, you have not seen anything yet. You will, if you stay with it, you're going to see there's never a reason to be angry. Never, ever, ever for any reason to be angry. It's just going to get better for you.
Thank you so much, Jesse.
I appreciate your call. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. My birthday is in 2 days. It feels just great having it in White History Month, July.
What a time to be born in White History Month. What the?
Yeah, but definitely. I'll make sure my brother listens to this. He's going to be real excited.
Right. What's his first name?
His first name is Richard.
Shout out to Richard. Stay with it, Richard. You haven't seen anything yet. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you so much, Jesse. I'll call back some other day.
Absolutely. Take care now. Right. Amazing. I'm telling you, folks, you're not living as long as you have anger. You're dying. And you're suffering. You're hurting. And when you're hurting, it means something is wrong with you. Something's wrong with you. When you're hurting, you are not created to hurt. Isn't that amazing? Daniel, a first-time caller out of Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. Daniel, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, man?
All this well. All this well, Daniel. Recorded. I'm sorry?
Yes, I said,
What?
This I said, it's good to finally talk to you. I was recording the call so I could let my girl hear.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So I've been watching you now for like probably a good month or so, man. And it's you have some very interesting viewpoints, but yet at the same time, like I agree with a lot of things you do say, you know. My question was like, you know, because I thought maybe you was you was playing around, like, you know, like kind of like a comedian. And I asked the guy, I'm like, is this guy serious about like the White History Month type thing and all that? And I just want to know, like, what do you get this concept from, man?
Well, I realize that I am fortunate
to be
born in America, right? I didn't have to cross the border illegally. I didn't have to apply for membership. I was born in America. And,
yes, sir.
And I was born at a time when black people were not angry. They had families. And so they didn't blame anyone for any situation at all, right? They just dealt with life. They owned property. They didn't have leaders. And they loved America. And so
yes.
I see that the enemies of America is trying to destroy all the amazing things, the statues and monuments and books and anything that remind each generation how amazing America is. So I decided to start White History Month so we can keep reminding each generation how blessed they are to be born in America.
Right. I got you. Do you think it'd be like, I guess for the people that maybe don't understand it, I guess maybe it could be like a little offensive. You know what I mean? Like, because
a little what?
Like, well, you know, I said it can be maybe a little offensive. Mm-hmm. Not that it's offensive to me, but you know, like maybe for the, I mean, cause like I've listened to a lot of your stuff, man. Like I've been binge watching your stuff like all weekend. And so I listen to the different point of views, but at the same time, like one thing I do like about you is that you always keep the same demeanor. You know, you don't never get upset. You don't never raise your voice or anything. You know, so I mean, I'm like, I said, this is a man of peace right here. So I know if you're a man of peace, I know, you know, what you stand for has to mean something to you. You know, I mean, you have to believe, you know, what you're saying. But I was just saying, like, maybe that what you like, okay, well, what do you do about the people that may see that as offensive to, like, you know, like for say like White History Month or whatever. That's the question I want to ask.
I wish them well, and I understand that they are asleep and they cannot see, and I know it's not personal that they can't see. So I wish them well.
Yes, sir. Okay, I got you. Well, I just want to tell you this before I hang up that, you know, I'm on the I'm on the same team with you, man. Like my thing is, I work at a men's discipleship home in Douglas, Georgia. I'm a pastor here.
Oh,
and my thing is that, yes, sir, I'm a pastor. Yes, sir.
Right on.
Uh-huh. And what I, my dream is to bring the church back together as one, whether it's black, white, Hispanic, Japanese, Chinese. And that's my thing is, it's to bring the church, because I don't believe in a black church, white church,
amazing,
Hispanic. You know, I don't believe in that. So.
And do you have perfect peace?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I do. You know, I've learned through discipleship, like, and learning what the, you know what I'm saying, to be disciple and disciplined in life to where I can stay in perfect peace. You know, you were saying about not being angry.
Right.
But sometimes I do get angry, but I don't respond from anger. If that makes sense.
And why not drop the anger and not even have it in you at all? Why not drop it?
Well, because I mean, for me personally, I've tried to, like, you know, like, not be angry. Like, I may get upset about something, but I understand that, you know, that's not who I am. So what I do is, so before I respond, I get back to a place of peace, then I respond.
Right.
Because I never respond from a place of anger, because that's just an emotion, you know, and we shouldn't respond out of emotion.
That's right. And so why not drop it so it doesn't even be in your body at all?
Well, I believe, you know, if that's possible, and I'm not saying that it's not, but I believe if it's possible, it'll come over time by, like, you know, like what I've learned with walking with God. I've been walking with him for about almost 15 years now.
Right on.
And one thing I've learned about when it comes to, you know, sin, the sin nature, you know, we all born with a sin nature. But I found out that once you get so filled up with your purpose in life, that begins to push the sin nature out.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I forgive my mother, my father.
Did you tell her?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What did she say when you went and told her you were sorry for resenting her for screwing up your life?
You said, what did I tell her? No, I mean, I don't feel like she screwed up my life.
What did she say when you went and told her you were sorry for being angry at her turning you away from your father and screwing up your life? What did she say?
She didn't say anything, because I didn't tell her anything like that.
What did you say?
Well, no, I just told her. You know, if anything, I was the one that was messed up. I come from a good home, man.
You messed up, but it was your mother that messed you up. You didn't mess yourself up.
Well, I think my mom did the best she knew how.
She did. But she messed you
up. Yeah, she did the best she knew how. Yeah.
That's why you have to forgive her, because she did the best she could. Her mother screwed her up. Her father didn't protect her from her mother. So it's you didn't mess yourself up. She messed you up.
Oh, yeah? I got you.
What do you think about
that? Yeah, but anyways.
What do you think about that?
You said, what did I think about that? Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's just a matter of opinion.
You don't believe she's the one that screwed you up?
Well, no. Well, one thing I did was I take responsibility, you know what I'm saying, for the things that I've done, because when I stand before God, I can't stand before God for my mom. I got to stand before God for me.
Right, but when you were a kid, you were subject to her, and your father didn't protect you, right? You couldn't help it as a kid, but now that you're an adult, you're responsible for overcoming the hell that she brought you into.
Yeah, so my thing is, Mr. Jesse, is I have to ask for forgiveness for the people I hurt as well, you know, and ask the people to forgive me, and, you know,
and you're not supposed
whatever
to
they may look
anyone
like.
Anyone to forgive you. God said, as you forgive others, he will forgive you.
Yeah, because, you know, yeah, he did. He said that.
Right on.
But also, you know, I say, yeah. So anyways,
Daniel, thank you, man.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. Amazing.
All right.
I got to take a quick break. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and Stretch Off on peeled.net. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, welcome back. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, right after my show, The Hake. You don't want to miss it. The guy with the good hair, he white, and he's not afraid of the blacks. What's wrong with the blacks? He's not afraid. And tonight at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time, Hake is scheduled to appear on Ethan Raff's show. Ethan Raff's show, The Kill Stream, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time. And you can check it out by going to thehakereport.com/appearance. You can hear it right there. So check out Hake from 9 to 11, and then again, a guest on The Kill Stream. He will be, huh?
Appearances.
What?
You said thehakereport.com/appearance. I don't think that'll go. It's thehakereport.com/appearances.
Whatever.
It's not whatever. It's important.
Amazing. So appearances.
You don't have to say it white. You don't have to say it white like that.
I have to say it right. And
yes.
White is right.
Indeed.
The HakeReport.com/appearances. Check it out. And then at 11 a.m. today, and every day except Friday, the American Anchor Baby from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. On fire. Energy. Soon to be king. Amazing. Check it out. And we have a fundraising drive going, so make sure you support us. We got to keep things going as you're vacationing. So go and make a donation. Help us to help others as you've been helped, even if you have not been helped. But you listen to the show, you hate me, you still can donate. At least pay for your thrills. The thrill of hate? Nah. Help us to help others. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Thank you. Amazing, huh? Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on DLive on Friday, Super Dave says, Happy July 4th. Keep an eye out for Derek. He blat.
He blat. Amazing.
Tris Elor says, Happy 4th of July. Remember the first sacrifice for our freedoms. Crispus Attucks, a true patriot.
A white history moment. Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Donnie Girl's idea on Rumble. Happy White History Month, Jesse and crew. Happy 4th, 5th, and every day we are free. Love you and the silent prayer. Keep fighting the good fight of faith until our last breath. Christ is king.
Amazing. Christ is king. Thank you, and happy White History to you as well. Thank you.
Very nice. Tim, Scott, not to be confused with the rhino, the
is
real
he still
one.
Around?
Huh?
Is Tim Scott, the politician, still around?
I barely hear. I'm not even sure.
I don't hear it ever since he would bow on his knees at the beach with that white woman. I heard no more from him. But anyway, Tim Scott, the politician.
This is the real Tim Scott.
Right.
White History Month donation.
Thank you.
That's on Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App.
Right on. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Eli P. says, Sarah Silverman said, quote, yeah, Jews killed Christ and I'd do it again.
Who is Sarah Silverman?
She's a Jewish female comedian.
Oh.
Comedian.
That is funny. Thank you.
Three coffees from Eric Jesse. You ask why men are weak? It's because whores aren't good wives and mothers. There's less incentive to be a masculine man because women today are insufferable to whores.
But that's not why men are weak.
He says it's why.
No. Oh, Lord. Not George, Lord. That's not why men are weak, though. But I understand. Thank you.
Cool Hand Dan on X Live. Jesse, why won't you come back down here to Union Springs?
Wow. Homeboy. Out of Union Springs, Alabama. Thank you. I will go visit for sure. Thank you.
Eli P. says, many more reasons to hate them than just killing Jesus.
No, there's never a reason to hate. Really. Hate is a sign of jealousy. And jealousy is a sign of blaming. And blaming is a sign of being a loser. But thank you. Amazing.
Indeed. Elijah with a couple of diamonds. Jays still hate Europeans for trying to destroy their temple, or for destroying their temple. Over 1,000 years ago, no one holds a grudge like them.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
White Wing 1776 says, I'm a daughter of the American Revolution. I love the 4th of July.
Born on the 4th of July. I was born on the 4th of July. Amazing. Thank you.
Medi C. Derek looks like Slick Rick with the eye patch, he says.
My producer, Derek, he's a little coon, and he's a Nazi. Nazi. Amazing. Thank you.
Marty says, good morning, all. Good morning, Jesse and crew. Happy Friday, Independence Day, MHM, Men's History Month? White History Month? Be safe and have a great weekend. Love you guys. Much love.
Thank you. You as well. I appreciate it. Happy White History Month.
Celestial Lord, biblical question. Are you a tumbleweed? A tumbleweed has no direction. It will go wherever the winds of the world takes it, meaning the words. The path to God is a narrow path in one direction. Yes, I am a tumbleweed, but I can see.
Right on. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to Friday's supporters.
We dealt with that yesterday at the fellowship. Check out yesterday's fellowship. It was amazing. It was more than amazing. It was marvelous. It was wonderful. It was more than the eyes can see. Ears can hear. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to Severio Jones, Elijah, Kid Combo One, and the rest of the supporters on Friday's D-Live crew.
Right on. Thank you. And the fellowship is at rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. Check it out. Thank you.
Elijah with a couple more diamonds. If you've been persecuted over 2,000 years, maybe you're doing something wrong, he says.
What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. Happy 4th of July JLP show. Which one is this going? Something like that. I'm not sure.
Amazing. Not clear, but thank you.
And then he says, Bond. Thank you, sir.
Right on. Thank you.
555-555-565 with a diamond. No message.
Thank you.
Troy says, thank you, Jesse, for pointing the way. Pardon me if I'm butchering your name, Troy. Without the silent prayer, I couldn't be present. Present is life. I appreciate it.
Troy, if it is Troy, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Practice staying present and not in your head thinking about the past or the future. That's where evil dwells. Take care. Thank you.
Very nice. On buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk Stephen from Rotterdam, the Netherlands, 6 coffees. Love y'all. 2 hearts.
Right on. Love you back. Thank you.
Anthony, oh, Lord, not the Mexicans, Lord. Mexicans, Lord.
Not your Lord. Amazing. Thank you.
Jesus, thanks as always. T. Smith, coffee, heart.
Thank you.
Anthony, piffy. Anthony, again, piffy-er. Anthony, yet again, piffiest. And then he says, ice, quick, hide in the front of the Home Depot.
Amazing. Thank you.
G. Fontes on Rumble. The Diddy case should be a lesson to black people that it has very little to do with race in this day and age,
yeah,
but about the money and the power and leverage an individual possesses.
I rest my case. Amazing. Thank you.
Emph Hands, gifted subscriptions over on the Rumble. Jason Lee Peterson.
You got to know how to rumble.
And he, too, is a monthly supporter now.
Thank you.
G. Fontes on Rumble. That's a good start to the month. In the employer of the month running, he says, nice.
Thank
to
you.
Emph Hands.
Amazing.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Happy White History Month, Bond Family, says Z. Zavala on IG Live during church yesterday. And Alex C. says, nice shirt.
Thank you. Happy White History Month to you as well. Thank you.
Rachel, 3 coffees. I feel guilty that I do not want to go to the 4th of July and other family events because my father loves the events and loves having family together. But my mom and sister are evil to me. They tell other relatives not to talk to me or try to turn everyone against me if they don't get their way. My sister also dresses half naked every event. I no longer want to attend, but I feel guilty because my father does so much for me, says Rachel.
Amazing. There's no reason to feel guilty. Your father will understand. Amazing. Thank you.
Another Mahdi says with a coffee, is there such a thing as a healthy relationship?
Yes, but you haven't seen one yet. Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, 5 coffees. Do you want to be free? Life can't condemn you. The ego condemns itself. You watch it die.
Amazing. Thank you.
Another from Rachel. I started to confront my mother, and I know I was going to start crying. I was in another situation where I said no to an evil woman. It was the same thing. What do I do if I feel myself about to cry, so I stop talking because I do not want to cry?
No, if you start crying, just let it happen. Let it pass. Don't try to control it. Let it happen, and let it pass. You'll be fine. Just don't call it you. Amazing.
Thank
but don't try to control it.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you. I wish you well, Rachel.
Bert, 4 coffees. I've been surprised to hear... Oh, surprised things haven't been changing, but I see I haven't been putting prayer first. So easy to get caught up in thoughts. Awesome church Sunday. Thanks.
You got to put first thing first. Seek the kingdom of God in his right way and all be added. You got to be still and know the Father. Amazing. I wish you well. Thank you.
Someone bought 3 coffees for the $50,000 fundraiser. Also have a question.
Thank you.
When do you become a son of God or be called God's people? Is there a requirement?
The requirement is to admit that you're evil. Anyone that has anger, even a little bit of anger, just in case those people would think, well, I don't have that much anger. A little bit of anger is evil. When you can admit that, things start to change. You will find yourself going back home to the Father. It will be amazing. I wish you well. Thank you.
Anthony, excuses, pity, Indianapolis is soft on crime.
I know. What a mess. Thank you.
Jermaine, in the night, my dreams, I'm in love with you because you talk to me like lovers do. I feel joy. I feel pain because it's still the same. When the night is gone, I'll be alone. Why do women cry when they get engaged too? He says.
Is that a song?
It looks like lyrics to me.
Oh, amazing. I've not heard that one.
It seems sort of familiar, but I don't know.
When you first start.
Talk to me like lovers do.
Oh.
It's like an 80s song, I want to say.
And then I thought of the song, I'm in love with you, don't know what to do, you keep bleeding, keep
That's another great song, but that's not it.
Love. Keep bleeding. Bleeding in love.
Leona Lewis.
Thank you.
But that wasn't the song. Aries 1 gifted at 10 memberships. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Orlando, for not 50,000, shout out Anchor Baby, greatest catch.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, all thoughts, all lies, all the time. Amazing. Wish you well, Jesse.
Thank you. All thoughts, all lies,
all the time about anything. I got to stop there for now.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
Amazing. Yuri is a first time call out of New York. Yuri, you're on the air.
Oh, Jesse, bro, I'm so excited. Let me tell you, I've been listening to your show for years. It is finally a joy to act.
Amazing.
Right on. You do the right thing. I'm so glad. But yeah, my question to you is this. My question really is like, what's the difference between anger and frustration? Because I know how I am. And, you know, I'm going to admit it. I do get angry. I try to work on my anger, but it's like sometimes it just, it doesn't happen the way I want it to happen, you know? And I feel like it all comes from frustration, from not having what I want.
Well, anger and frustration is the same. There's no difference. It's an evil spirit, and anger is frustration. If you didn't have the anger, you couldn't get frustrated, become frustrated. If you didn't have the frustration, you could not become anger. Angry is the same. Have you got you? How are you trying to work on it? When you say you're working on it, how are you trying to work on it?
You know, I'm trying to work on it by actually, I think it's like my ego that tries to like push it all out. You know, like, oh, it's all BS. You know, they don't know.
No, you can't work on anger. You have to overcome anger. Anger controls you. You cannot work on it. You have to overcome it. Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
I forgave my mother, yeah.
You told her?
I haven't really forgave my father. I told her that, yeah. No, I did. I told her.
And your father?
No, I haven't told him. I have to.
And why you know, are you? Why haven't you?
You know, he's in another country, and it's like it's a broken relationship, and it's like, you know, it's like talking to a stranger, pretty much. You know, it's like a long time not being in his life. You know, just like you said, like, you know, I feel like my mother was, she used her evil and kind of like separated me from my dad, you
yes.
know, just to come to America for some shit. I mean, excuse me, for something like that.
Yes.
And, you know, I just feel there's like such a void. I feel like I'm talking to like an empty telephone. It really is. And I'm going to be honest with you, Jesse. Like, I have like a little brother, right? And through all like the broken home that I've been through, like all the emotions and all the traumas, I managed to keep it, you know, keep it bottled up inside of me. But then I see my little brother, and he's in a good home with a family and everything like that. Like, and I see it. It comes up in the present, like certain interactions that he has with his dad, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I got that big void. And I feel like I got all this pressure to, like, fill that void. You know, and I'm just like...
You're not going to be free until you forgive your father for not being there to protect you from your mother. Because he loved you, it's just that he didn't know how to deal with her. So I recommend, do what you want, but I recommend you either FaceTime with him or telephone him to let him know, you know, ask him why wasn't he there, let him know you don't hold anything against him. And then do the silent prayer and just watch those thoughts. And don't ever call anger or frustrated you again, so you just stop identifying with it, and it will be taken away from you.
Just like that?
Yes, sir. You got to start doing the silent prayer. And if you can find your father like by phone or Skype or some FaceTime, you should do it. And with no expectation except to let him know you don't hold anything against him. You forgive him.
Okay.
And that void that you have will mm-hmm, be taken mm-hmm. away from you.
So it can't just work with my mom. I got to call my dad, right?
Yes.
It got to be two things. Okay.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, I will, Jesse. Thank you so much for taking my call.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Juan is a first-time caller out of Georgia. Georgia, oh, my mind. Let's see here. Juan, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Hey, thank you for all that you do, man.
You're welcome.
Listen to you every day, and you've helped me out immensely. I'm a general manager for, like, a crazy pizza chain.
Right.
Don't want to say the name or anything.
Right, don't say the name.
But I've had every excuse to be angry and mad at everybody around me. You've really have helped me to become an effective leader 1,000 times.
Right on.
Yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, I do have a question for you because I'm feeling like a real tumbleweed out here.
Don't be a tumbleweed. What?
I really feel like I should move back to Georgia. Back to California. I'm originally from California. Moved out here during the pandemic because they wouldn't let me work out there. And just being on unemployment and all that really, really messed with me. I wasn't trying to stay in. And, you know, so I moved out here. And I've been doing really good for myself, but just doesn't feel like home. And I know that's just a feeling of me being alone and, you know, missing everything back home. But I'm like, I don't know. I just feel like maybe I just got to work on this a lot more.
And your question for me is what?
Do you think that me wanting to go back home, is that a weakness on my part?
Yes.
Gotcha.
And what you're feeling is inside of you. And even if you move back to California, now I'm not telling you to move or not to move back, but the feeling that you have will still be there. That's not going to change until you overcome the anger, until you practice staying present. Then the spirit of anger will disappear. And so the problems are inside of you, not on the outside.
Yeah, that's exactly true. No, I forgave my mother. That was a hard one. She definitely had her little needle in me. She knew how to play me really well.
Yeah.
By listening to you, I could recognize that I was acting just like her. And any problems I had with my dad were stuff that I digested from her.
Yes.
And after I forgave her, I forgave my dad. And me and my dad are like best friends right now. So
right on.
You know, I do offer that. And I think my biggest problem right now, you're absolutely right. I got to practice staying present because, you know, you say the worst thing you could do is forget. You know, don't forget.
Yeah. The greatest sin is to forget. To forget to be present.
Exactly.
Do you have like a wife and kids?
No, I'm single. I have no kids. Go for it.
So if you want to move back anywhere, it's just you. If that's mm-hmm. what you want to do, do it. But you still got to work on the inner self in order to be free. But you're free to go and come wherever you want to because you don't have a wife or kids, and there's nothing to hold you back.
Yeah, and not only that, I was looking for a church out here, but after, you know, listening to your church, hey, nothing holds a candle to that, you know?
Right.
And part of me wants to, like, you know, justify, be like, I want to be close to Jesse, you know? But, like, you know, is that really what I'm looking for?
No, looking for the kingdom of heaven within. That's what mm-hmm. you're really looking for. And a physical place is not going to change that. That has to come from within.
Yeah. No, well, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome, man. Stay with it.
Yeah, that's everything for me. But, yeah.
All right. I wish you well, Juan.
Yeah, man, I'll call you again.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Dakota is the first time. Is it Dakara or Dakota? Dakari. Dakari is the first time caller out of Texas. Dakari, you're on the air.
What's up, Jesse?
All is well.
Yeah, man.
Happy White Houston Month.
Yeah. Happy White History Month, you know?
Amazing.
But, yeah, it's amazing.
Does July just feel white to you?
It does. It feels like a. Don't you know how they say it? It's a white Christmas? This feels like a white summer.
I rest my case.
it's different.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I've been listening to you, and you remind me of my grandparents. You know.
Right on.
They never complained about, you know, racism. They just live their life and. They had a good life, you know?
Yeah, are you the same way?
I mean, I would say, yeah. I mean, I didn't really learn about racism until I got in school and all that stuff. But, you know, I was raised by my grandparents. They didn't really teach us none of that stuff.
Yeah, they're from the old school. They know that all that method you've been taught is wrong. It only hurt you. It doesn't help you.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't ever complain.
I agree. I've been listening to you for a while, and you put some hidden gems in there, and I appreciate that. But I got one question. Why do you always say forgive your mom or to forgive? Yeah, why is it the mother?
Because your mother, and it's not her, but the spirit of evil dwells in her. And she doesn't realize it's not her, but it's a spirit that turned you away from your father. And you got to forgive her so that God can forgive you and give you back your nature, true nature, and take your mother's false nature away from you. Because anyone that has anger, any man that has anger, has the nature of a woman. He's just like his mother.
Gotcha.
Go ahead. How you what?
I was going to say, how are you supposed to find a wife? You know, like, if the evil from her mother is in her, how you go find a wife?
You find a wife by not looking for one. You seek the kingdom of God in his right way, and whatever needs to be added unto you, he will do it, and it will be a wife that will last until death do you part. But if you look for one, you're going to end up marrying mama, and you become the boy again, and she become your mama. It'll be a mess. It's going to always be the wrong woman.
Gotcha. Amazing. I'll probably say yeah, like the women, they always want to be over the man. I kind of feel like that. Like, yeah. They want to dominate the man.
And that's how your mother did understand. Your father, and she did it to you as a kid.
Gotcha.
You know what? I got, because of time, will you call me again tomorrow?
Yeah, I got you, Jesse.
Because it looked like you wanted to respond to the biblical question, too. Call me tomorrow. I'm totally out of time, all right?
Yep.
All right, buddy.
Have a good one.
You too. Super chat. Amazing. It's been impossible.
Eric, 5 coffee. Sometimes when you're in a dark place, you think you've been buried, but actually you've been planted.
I rest my case.
Christine Kane.
Amazing.
Apple 2691, 10 at coffees. Happy, hi, Jesse, James, crew. Happy White History Month. Belated birthday, Jesse. Not always listening during the live chat, but I podcast all your shows.
Right on. Thank you. And thanks for your support.
Church was amazing. Great analogy on tumbleweed, and that was me. People do come and go in my life. I'm glad you're doing well. People always listen, tell me to listen to my body about my health. I'm still listening, LOL. Have an amazing day, all.
Thank you. Oh, amazing. Thank
Very
you.
Generous. All right, Hernandez, this 4th 7 coffees, no message.
Thank you.
Anthony, too much spicy food and siestas make Mexicans lazy.
I stayed up all night just to get a Mexican.
And thank we'll have you. To read the rest of these later, guys. Thank
you.
Oh, amazing.
Thank you. I'm out of time. Bye. Hate Report coming up then. Anchor Baby, bye.
Information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying, there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that, and I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people, and I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me, and sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you, just because we don't have most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction, and I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on, it's racism, and I try to tell them, like, watch his show, listen to this brother, he's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well.
Thank you, JLP, for an excellent JLP show. You can podcast and see how to catch the show by going to jesseleepeterson.com/show. And happy White History Month, everybody. thehakereport.com for Hake, which has links back to jail.